You got this comfort, you see. We got this comfort, living in the comfortable house. So this enjoyment came from, this enjoyment, you see, came, we received this enjoyment by kindness of so many numberless beings, including human beings. Now, same thing, the, you see, food, what we eat, this, you see, one rice. This one rice came from, not this one rice, this one rice came from the field, you see. So, and the field has to be fertilized. So, many times work, there's work done in the field. So there are many, many ants, many rats, so the many creatures, many sentient beings, who also want happiness, who don't want suffering. You see, like us, exactly the same. But so many of them, you see, have to die, you know, and then, you see, many other beings have to kill them, you know, have to do negative action killing them. So, after all that, then this rice, one rice came. Then you see, one came in one's own plate. You see, So many beings, you see, suffered, died for this one rice. Now this one rice came from another rice, and that rice came from another rice. You see, so when we think like this, you know, continuation of the rice, one rice, you see, came another rice, another rice, that rice came from another rice, that rice came from another rice. So for each one, how much beings they suffered, you know, died and killed. So therefore now, unconceivable numbers, you see. So therefore this one rice, there's no way that we can eat this without thinking at all, you see, other sentient being, without thinking something to help these beings who suffered, you see. So much worked for this food, you know. Without some thought to do something, to benefit something for them. You see, there's no way that one can eat this one rice, thinking only my happiness. So, you see, becomes extremely cruel that when you look at, if, you see, let's say, that oneself, you know, if you look at from their side, you know, that yourself is all those other creatures, you know, people, and then if you look at back the other that you, the, you see, with what motivation you eat the rice, you eat this food, then you see, eat only thinking my happiness. Then you see how that is so upsetting, you know, you see. So cruel or so selfish or so upsetting. So like that. So like this, you know, same thing when we even we drink, you see, one cup of water, tea, you see. So there are many insects that which we can see only through machines, you know, through micro, the machines. So there are many. So many have to die, have to suffer. You see? So this enjoyment, a cup of tea, this food, one plate of rice, one bowl of soup. So this came from so many beings, you see, suffered and died, and other beings have to kill. So then, that's how we got this enjoyment, this comfort, you see, by eating this. So this, all this enjoyment, comfort, you see, we receive by kindness of other living beings. You know, without them, we cannot get this comfort, enjoyment. Same thing with the dress. So many beings, they died, suffered, you know. If you think of the evolution of cloth, from where the cloth came, you see, so many cloth came from animals, like silk and so forth. So, you see, so many of them suffered, died, and killed. So, you see, by doing it, actually, they are killing them. So then, that's how then finally this flood came. And that's how one got comfort, keeping warm, you know, comfortable. You see, and which keeps healthy, you know, by, you see. So, therefore, every single enjoyment, comfort that we have from morning until night, to day to day life, 24 hours, everything came from other, came by depending on kindness of other living beings. You see, not just comfortably came, it's just by numberless of them, by suffering, died, you know, killed. So therefore, nowhere that how dare we can live life only, you see, without generating compassion, so without some thought to make this life beneficial, you see, at least those beings from whom we received all this comfort, you know, who gave all this comfort, enjoyment, you see. So there's no way, you see, to live the whole life, even one day, you see, only with the thought of cherishing oneself, you know. So therefore, now you can see how incredibly important of the generating compassion for other sentient beings. Now, because the happiness of, you see, the individual person's happiness, you see, comes from the good heart, you know. As I just mentioned before, you see, when we change the attitude from the self-cherishing thought, when we change the attitude, how incredible joy there is in the life. All of a sudden, you find happiness while you're walking the road. You see, the same place. So, like this, you see, if one has compassion, you see, there's so much happiness in one's own life. Harmony in the relationship, you see. So many. So it brings so much success. You know. So the person who has good heart, you see, even the person don't look for, even the person doesn't, you know, doesn't cling, doesn't look for, you see, reputation, you know, other people to recommend, you know, how you're good and this and that, you see. Even one doesn't look for that. If one has a good heart, compassion, you see, the reputation, it comes naturally. Without effort, it comes. You see? And this reputation is very safe. Very safe. It's not a reputation that, you see, one become very wealthy, you see, become very famous by wealth. Then, you see, after some time, you know, find this person, the person, the way obtained the wealth is completely wrong, completely, you see, you see, by cheating others or by harming others. Then, after some time, you see, the person become completely black. You see, after many years of reputation, then this person become completely black. You see, so here, now, the developing compassion, you see, even the reputation comes naturally, and this is a very safe reputation, you see, to become famous. Then, you see, by having good heart, you see, even one is at the family, everybody loves that, everybody, you know, loves that person. Then even, see, even one go outside, you know, outside, other people like. There are many people who like oneself. And wherever one travels, there's always people, you see, who become friend to you. And you find so many friends, very easily. Other people become friend. They can see your home. They can see your good personality, your warm heart, good vibration. You see, they can see you that you're a reliable person. You see, Oh, they can see you immediately, warm-hearted person, reliable person. So anybody, you see, people find very easy to rely on you. So all these are benefits of compassion, they are good heart. So life is easy. So this way, everybody helps to this helps oneself. You know, especially when one is sick or when one is need help, the people are so happy to help. Now, now the person, you see, the person who has a, you know, very strong selfish mind, you see, and very because of that, very impatient, you see, very strong, I say the, you know, anger, because of very strong the selfish thought, and very strong anger rises because of that. Very becomes very impatient, and then also very strong, you see, attachment that you see, very dissatisfied mind. So there are many, and then very easy to write jealous mind, pride. So all these other, all these, you see, disturbing thoughts, you see, rises very easy and very strong. So then this, then you see, creates, doesn't get along with other people. You know, very difficult to get along with other people. Doesn't get along in the family, doesn't get along even outside. So wherever one travels, you see, many enemies. Everywhere one makes enemies. Rather become a friend, you see. So, you see, after one day, after 1 hour, you see, then become, other people become enemies. So, however, then you see, even one wish, you know, everyone is asking for help. You know, everybody, everybody see, they complain of the person, you see, how this person bad and salvation, this and that. So, you see, everybody, they talk, you see, to not help. You know, see, they don't like to help. So, the person who has, you see, good-hearted, you know, warm-hearted compassion, you know, caring others, you see, even you don't want to help, even you don't ask for help, you see, the people, wherever one go, you see, people come to, you see, ask what you need help. So, however, you see, the success comes naturally, like this. So, wherever one go, wherever one live, so whether one live alone or with the people, with anybody, you see, there's always happiness. And so, even you see, one doesn't have, even one doesn't live, even one doesn't have comfort, rich, say, house, even one lives in the hut, you see, built with grass or something, very simple, even the, even one doesn't have, you see, what one drink is only water or something, you see, very simple food. But you see, there's much happiness in the life. So, however, so compassion, the compassion, you see, is the source of happiness in an individual person's life. The compassion is the source of happiness for family. The compassion is source of happiness in society. The compassion is source of happiness in the country. You see, if compassion is the source of happiness of, you see, all living beings. So therefore, that's why you see, the compassion, you see, become, say, is so precious, you know. Then you see, so the by having problem, then it helps, you see, to develop compassion. Then compassion others, you see, who have problems, you know. And then, you see, by having problems, you see, it destroys the pride. It destroys the pride, you know. arrogance, you see, arrogance, pride, it destroys. So pride is one problem, one obstacle to develop, you see, our qualities. The most important quality, you see, to gain, you see, to develop our education, the most important education, you see, to develop our quality, you see, good quality of our mind, you know, you see, to develop our mind. So this big obstacle, the pride, so it destroys the pride. Having pride is a mistake, you see. So therefore, is an obstacle. So this destroys their pride, arrogance, their pride, and then so the having problem, you see, makes you see to be careful, you see, in the, you see, to be careful to, you know, the, to be cautious, to be careful in creating the cause of the problems, you see. you know, the thinking in the wrong way, you see, negative thoughts and negative actions, which brings problems. So one become, you see, one become careful in this. And then, you see, one is very happy to, one is very happy to transform the mind in positive attitude, positive way of thinking, and positive action, you see, the cause of happiness. So one is very happy, you see, to transform their mind and actions in positive, which is the cause of happiness. Then so there are many others, you see, the benefits of the problem. It makes you see, because then you study, you see, the cause of the problem and the method. So therefore, it helps to develop wisdom. So that besides this, there are many other benefits. many other benefits that I'm not going to go over this. that how it is so helpful to, you see, to develop one's own, the, you see, realization or the, you see, the good quality of the mind. For example, like this. So if one has disease, then, you see, if one has disease, example, such this problem, then, you see, one can use the disease to purify the cause of the disease. So there's a meditation, you see. There's a meditation, there's a way. Meditation is a psychological way of thinking, you see, to purify the cause of disease. You see, the disease can be used as a broom, you know, to as a vacuum to clean the garbage, you know. Same is that you can use the disease as to clean the cause of disease. you can use it as a vacuum. And then the problems, so it said in the teachings that disease is a broom, purifying the obscurations, the negative action obscurations, the cause of the disease. Then the sufferings, the problems, is the manifestation of the empty, is the manifestations of, you see, the ultimate truth, the ultimate truth. So you see, the problems, disease, you see, the whatever relationship problem or whatever, the problem, you see, makes it helps you. It helps you to meditate, to realize the ultimate nature of the problem. Because the problem is a manifestation of the, you see, the emptiness. You see, the ultimate truth. So like this, how the problems are manifestations of, you see, the ultimate truth. You see, for example, for example, the AIDS. for example, the AIDS. You see the disease AIDS. So the when say this has say the when there's a virus or this when there's a virus, when there's cells, you see, there's no capacity degenerated the power or the capacity to protect you, to keep away the disease. So I'm not saying this. You see, the, I don't know the details about it, but you see, so there, you see, there's something there, you see, some change in the cells, you see, that degenerates the power which it, you see, protects you from, away from the disease. However, so first of all, you see, AIDS, the AIDS, you see, first of all, is not suddenly that hundreds of people, hundreds of doctors or scientists or hundreds of doctors suddenly they suddenly all together you know, you see, labeled, you know, AIDS. It's not that. You see, whoever is the doctor who discovered this, somebody made up this label, you know, somebody made up this label, AIDS, at the very first. So however, you see, have discovered this thing there, change in the cells or this, you know, degenerated, you know, no power to protect from, you know, keep away, keep the disease away. You see, this, you see, reason or this change, this particular change there. So, you see, so, for, you know, first one person, doctor or whoever it is, you know, one person, you see, made up this label called label, you see, saw this change, then made up this label, AIDS. You see, it's an idea. You see, it's a name. You see, AIDS is a name. You see, it's made up. You see, the person made it up, this label. You see. So then this person who is educated, who is respected by others, then other people follow to that person's idea. You see, the label that this person created up. So then everyone have been using this label to that change of the cells and the thing, you see. Then everybody have been using the label AIDS. You see, this idea, you see, is an idea, you see, the concept. So now you can see, there's no aid came from its own side. You see, there's no aid came from its own side. Without mind labeling, you see, without mind labeling, you see, aid. Without doctors or scientists, whatever, you see, without, especially the first person, we think, first person who, like for example, Bendigo, there's one person, you see, made up the idea, made up the label, Wendigo. You see, depending on this, depending on this value of this, the city, then you see, place, then you see, when this as soon as this earth is evolved, Bendigo, at the same time Bendigo came in existence. That's not the way of existing Bendigo. As soon as this earth happened, immediately Bendigo. You see, that did not happen. Bendigo happened much later. So much later. Is there Aboriginal's name or the what? What people? Maybe 1850. 1850. So anyway, incest, Bendigo was labeled 1850. So anyway, Bendigo, you see, much later, 1850, somewhere there, you see, somebody made up the label Bendigo, you see. Made up the label Bendigo. You see, so just an idea. It's an idea. You see, so Bendigo came from the mind. Bendigo came from the mind. You see, the person who made up the label. So there's no Bendigo, there's no real Bendigo existing from its own side. You see, the Bendigo, there is no real Bendigo existing from its own side. There is no inherently existent Bendigo. You see, independent Bendigo, inherently existent Bendigo, you see, which means Bendigo existing without depending on this place and person's mind. Without depending on those two, there's a real Bendigo existing from the side. Independent one, that's not true. That's not true. That doesn't exist. That's not the way the Bendigo exists. The way the Bendigo exists is by depending on this place and the person who labeled Bendigo, depending on those two, then Bendigo came in existence. So Bendigo, you see, Bendigo is empty. Bendigo is empty, you see, empty of inherently, empty of inherently existent. Bendigo is empty, existing from the side. So that is the ultimate nature of the Bendigo. That is the reality of the Bendigo. You see, Bendigo, that was the empty, you see, existing from its own side. So now we talk about the, go back to the AIDS. So you can see, first one person merely, you see, labeled by seeing this change in the body, then that person made up the label, you see, AIDS. So just made up the concept or idea, you see, AIDS. So just it's an idea, you know, the concept. So person met this label and then believed in that. Person met, you know, a he or her own idea, then believed in that. So that's all. You see, that's all what it is. That's all what it is, what AIDS is. So you can see now, similar, the independent Bendigo, you see, Bendigo, something real, real one from its own side, that's not true, that doesn't exist. Similar, that is empty, you see. Similar, the AIDS, you see, what we know, what appears to us, what appears to us when we talk about it, when we hear, when we think, you see, what appears to us is something real one from its own side, something true, something real it from its own side. You see, unlabeled by nothing to do with the mind. You see, unlabeled by mind, independent. So, you see, that, you see, appears to us like this, and we believe in that. So that's, all that is not true. You see, all that is completely false. All that is completely empty. All that is completely empty right there. All that is completely empty just there. Doesn't exist, just doesn't exist right there. So, you see, this is the, there's no it from its own side. So this is the emptiness. You see, this is the ultimate nature of the it. This is the reality of the it. You see, reality of the it. There is no it from its own side. That's completely empty. So, you see, empty is completely empty. It's completely empty. What it is? It is nothing. It is nothing other than, you see, what is merely what is. It is nothing other than what is merely imputed by the mind. You see, by the mind. By the patient's mind, you know? What's merely imputed by the patient's mind, by the doctor's mind. So now you can see the edge is empty, the edge is unified with emptiness. Unified with the emptiness, you know, empty existing from its own side, and you see, existing by depending on that change in the shell, in the cell. I think we don't have cells. So change in the cells, you see, losing the power, you see. That and the mind of the doctor or the patients who, you see, labels, who makes up this idea, this label, AIDS. So the AIDS is empty or it is empty, you see, existing from its own side, empty of independence, you know. And, you see, dependent rising. Empty, but existing by depending on that particular change of the you see body and the mind with the labels. So you can see now, it is a manifestation of emptiness. It is a manifestation of the ultimate truth. So now here, I'm using example AIDS. It's the ultimate nature of the AIDS. what AIDS is, what really AIDS is, what really it is. You see, the change in the body. That alone is not. Full explanation of what AIDS is. You know, that itself is what normally explain, you see, this change in the body, that alone is not full explanation of AIDS. That doesn't explain what really AIDS is. the reality of the age. So the reality, you see, the reality is, you see, it is nothing other than, it is nothing other than, you see, what is merely, you see, labeled by the mind. So this is the full explanation. See, if somebody asks, some you see, what is I? See, what is I? So same answer. So what is I? So you just change from the it to the I. Then you see, you analyze in the same way. You analyze in the same way. You see, analyze in the same way as the it. You see, so same answer. You see, the same explanation. Just change the name. You see, from it to I. Itself. So the I is, you see, is nothing. The I itself is nothing. You see, other than nothing other than, you see, what is, you see, merely imputed by the mind. So you see, so that is the full explanation. What is the I? Now here, this is the full explanation. What is the? What is the? What really is the? And the is. You see, so therefore now you can see this is the you see, the age is a manifestation of emptiness. So same thing, the problem is a manifestation of emptiness. So the problem makes you to analyze, to meditate what really it is. You see, to see the truth, the very reality. You see, what really it is, it makes to you see, to meditate, to see. So in this way, you see, so normally the way we think is completely wrong. Something age, something nothing to do with the mind, it's uncreated by the mind, you know. That something which is not labeled by label, which is not labeled by the mind, you see, something real one, something real, true one, you see, from its own side, independent. So you see, that is completely, is false. That appearance is completely false. That's completely empty. So therefore, the belief in that is, you see, completely, false view, you know. So even by thinking this, even by meditating the reality of the age, you see, this problem, you see, even by meditating this, immediately, you see, it cuts down the psychological problem. You see, all this big fear and worry, as if there's something real problem there. Something, you know, something true, something real from its own side. You see? So immediately one, it makes to see that it's completely empty. You see, doesn't exist. So it cuts down all the psychological worry, fear, you see. All that part, hallucination. It cuts down. You see, it cuts. And then meditating in the ultimate nature of the problem, like AIDS or cancer, whatever it is, like this, you see, any problem, meditating in that nature, you see, is very, very powerful meditation, very, very powerful meditation that, you see, it cures, it removes, it purifies the mind, the cause of AIDS, cause of cancer, cause of any problem. It affects the root. It affects the root, that which is the mind. You see that that you see the wrong conception. See, the ignorance, you see, not knowing, not knowing the ultimate nature of the eight, ultimate nature of I, ultimate nature of things. You see, not seeing the real truth of things. You see, that mind which is hallucinated of everything. So, this is the root of all these problems. You know. So, meditating, you see, the ultimate nature of the problems and so forth. So it completely heals, completely, you see, eliminates the very root of problem, that which is in the mind, completely eradicates. So this is regarded very one most powerful meditation